Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting third. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Russ Sullivan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Alfied Roth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball four. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groth moves to third. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Groth scores. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keen. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Keen steals second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg strikes out. The throw from Hegan to pick off Sullivan, and he's out. Two outs. Alfied Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fied Roth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ginsburg for a passed ball. Hegan moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Feed Roth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sullivan who is chasing the ball. Avila reaches third base with a triple. Wynn goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-1 in the game. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-1 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-1 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-1 in the game. Del Singh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Feed Roth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keane hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a line drive towards first. Dropo catches it and steps on first to double up Doby. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-2 in the game. Ginsburg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Hop pinch hits for Alfied Roth. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Mapes pinch hits for Hal Newhouser. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hop moves to second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Wynn covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Pesky now playing second base. Hal White now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Avila reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Doby hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pesky catches it and throws to second with Keene covering, to double up Avila. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo strikes out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Del Singh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-3 in the game. Ginsburg hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 3 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simpson hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Linhart pinch hits for Hal White. Carl Linhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Linhart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.